startup businesses are an important part of any community. They're especially important for a city that's growing in population, but shedding jobs in sectors such as manufacturing. This past weekend, KBIA's Scott Pham visited Columbia's Startup Weekend, an annual competition for businesses looking to help launch their product.
About 150 people have congregated here in a South Columbia space meant for brand new businesses. They're all here to compete in Startup Weekend for a chance at a $2,000 prize and the opportunity to pitch a business idea to important investors. Walking the floor with a bright orange Google Glass on his head is Mike Knoop, founder of Zapier. It's a company that connects different web services together in automated ways.
We got started at Startup Weekend 2 years ago, so this is kind of our reunion dance. It's always really neat to come back and see the roots, you know, see everyone in the same city that got us started.
Knoop and two of his friends competed in the very first Startup Weekend in 2011, and they won. Since then, they've hired four more employees and raised $1.2 million in seed funding. The event is hosted by Museo, a sprawling co-working space owned by Brent Bishore. This place and Bishore's company, AdVentures, is the center of a lot of the most promising entrepreneurial activity in Colombia.
It's a central point for sort of the startup community to coalesce around, right? I don't think you'll find another startup event. I'm going to argue another startup event in Missouri, let alone in Colombia, that has the diversity, the energy, and just the execution that this has.
At its core, Startup Weekend is a kind of tournament, and its sport is pitches. Competitors build teams of marketers, designers, and developers, forming an ad hoc tech company in just 54 hours.
It's 5-minute presentations and then 2 or 3 minute Q&A with the judges.
A lot of people come here to pitch software ideas, but most are just trying to solve a problem in their own lives.
So we are Fleeg. Fleeg, the fun league for adult children. All those people.
There's Christy Kassman, who misses meeting new friends through sports. So she pitched an intramural sports network. Jamie Crockett hates that her home, East St. Louis, gets a bad rap in the media. So she pitched an organization that would highlight the positive stories in her hometown. And then there's Aaron Gray, an MU family physician, who just wanted to spend less time on paperwork and more time with his patients.
So our idea is Smart Visit. And so this is something where the patient, before they go to see the doctor, they log on to the website and they'll enter specific questions about the reason they're going to see the doctor.
In the end, Dr. Gray's idea received an honorable mention. The top prize and a $2,000 gift card went to Nudge, a drag-and-drop interface for email marketing. Second place and $1,250 went to Gauntlet Initiative, a 3D printing business that builds custom prosthetics. Ultimately, the top finishing teams will get the chance to pitch to real investors next week who could help launch these companies to the next level. For KBIA, I'm Scott Pham.
And that's all for Business Beat this week. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.